Thursday night at 7 in the Buskirk Chumley Theater, the IU Contemporary Dance Program and the Center for Electronic and Computer Music present a program of collaborative works in performing arts and technology. It's titled Contemporary Collaborations, Music, Dance, and Technology. I'm George Walker, and our guests are composer Ido Aharoni and dancer and choreographer Abby Rich. Thanks very much for coming in. Let's begin with the music, as I think dance people frequently do. Ido, how'd you get started?
Well, I come from Israel, so I grew up in Tel Aviv in Israel and went to high school and actually did an army service, as everyone in Israel has to do. And I actually didn't think of becoming a classical-oriented composer until I was about 22 or 23. I started playing piano at the age of 6, as many kids do.
Were you doing any music during elementary school and high school?
Yes, I was playing piano and guitar and composing songs and also composing small pieces, but never in the classical way of doing it, never in the proper way of actually composing a score.
Ido, you've mentioned two instruments, piano and guitar, both of which are acoustic. At IU, you're specializing in the computer music composition area.
Indeed.
How did that happen?
During my undergrad, I started experimenting with electronic music, and I realized that it's such a wonderful field with so many creative opportunities that really gives a composer the freedom to free himself from old idioms that has to do with classical music, especially when it comes to the perception of time. When you write an acoustic piece, you rely on a score that is divided into measures and has a very distinct perception of time. But with electronic music, you can free yourself from that kind of limitation and have a much more abstract and flexible perception of time. And I think perhaps that's part of the reason that dance choreographers, contemporary dance choreographers, would find electronic music attractive, because it gives them the opportunity to create a new vocabulary, which is much more abstract than the kind of limited vocabulary that has to do with acoustic music.
We're talking with composer and IU graduate student Ido Aharoni. The other part of the team is a choreographer, and our choreographer is Abby Rich. She's from Evansville, Indiana. She's a senior at IU. Abby, what's your major?
I'm a dance major through the Department of Kinesiology.
When did you start dancing?
I started dancing probably around the age of 5 formally, but I started dancing long before that. And I started, like most students do, with ballet lessons, eventually transitioning into contemporary dance. In high school, I had small experiences with it, but I didn't formally begin focusing on contemporary dance until coming to IU.
Many people dance, but not as many people choreograph.
Yes, and that's something I haven't figured out. For me, I love to dance, but I see myself at my most happiest and my most free when I'm choreographing. And I'm not sure. I think maybe sometimes dancers are afraid of it. You're definitely really putting yourself out there emotionally. You can't hide behind someone else's movement vocabulary or something a choreographer or a teacher has given you. So I think maybe some dancers are just afraid of doing it. It's definitely a big risk.
Now, here you've choreographed a piece working with a contemporary composer. How did you get introduced to Ido?
Well, every student in the dance department is required to take a course choreographing a piece. Lucky enough for me, Elizabeth Shea, who is our department chair, came to us and said that this year all the people enrolled in the course would be paired with a composer through the electronic music department. What we did, we refer to it as speed dating. They set up a big meeting and have all the composers meet all the choreographers. And we talked to everyone for 2 minutes. And you go down the line and you talk to 10 composers in half an hour or something crazy like that. And then put your top choices and then they pair us up.
Now, why did you choose Ido?
I was very interested when I first spoke to him. He mentioned that he liked to work very abstractly. I also was just intrigued by his personality. I thought, I can definitely work with this person.
Now, Ido, what were the things that attracted you to be working with Abby?
I think the same thing that Abby mentioned were attractive to me, too. Seemed like a personality I could work with. And I was interested in seeing how a collaboration can work in equal terms and then see how we can meet somewhere in the middle.
And the meeting is entitled Fractus Everywhere, an exciting title, a work based on theories of chaos and random. We've been talking with the choreographer, Abby Rich, and the composer, Ido Aharoni, about their upcoming collaboration. It's part of Contemporary Collaborations, Music, Dance, and Technology, this Thursday at 7 in the Buskirk Chumley Theater, and it's part of Arts Week at Indiana University. I'm George Walker for WFIU Arts. Happenings.